joke, guys. Coming up next, someone that you've already seen on this stage-like classroom area from Deja Vu, Molly McGown.
Hi. So, I have the good privilege, good honor to have a friend from high school who's joining us today, and she can attest to the fact that I used to be a very theatrical and hammy person, and now I have, like, severe stage anxiety, but I did want to share a story because I've never done that before. I'm going to call this Molly Sees a Caldera, or Look But Don't Touch. So this last summer, I was convinced to go to a couple of parks, sort of as part of the NP Trail Songs project. And I say convinced because while I love nature and I love camping, my experiences as a kid with national parks were pretty terrible, pretty tragic. My family is very conservative and very different than I am, and I was like a very adventurous kid. I always wanted to touch everything. I was really into climbing and hiding from people and scrambling up rocks and things that my father was very supportive and encouraging of. But my mom's family really was more into admiring things from the inside of a vehicle, a bus or a car, and would freak out if I so much as peered over the edge of a cliff. I'd been to Rushmore, I'd been to the Badlands, I'd been to Crazy Horse in a couple of different places, but anytime I would go, I wasn't able to really interact with it in any meaningful way. Really, it was sort of a look but don't touch thing, just like, oop, we'll look out the window. So I just kind of thought it was a waste of time, and we didn't spend very much time at them anyway. And so my impression was just that there wasn't really anything to do except look and somehow associate it with patriotism, which I also wasn't really terribly into. In the roughly 20 years or so in which I visited exactly zero national parks after that, I did most of my actual camping in unauthorized places in Vermont, as all Vermonters do, and would roll my eyes at any sort of real camping place where you had to pay to, like, pull in and use a grill or anything like that. And then I, you know, it was 20 years, college and all of that, so my disinterest in national parks was only emboldened by academic discussions problematizing such concepts as preservation and authenticity and nature. So my disdain for national parks actually kind of grew in a kind of sad way now that I've come around a bit. And I developed some peculiar interests. I'm a medical anthropologist by training, and so really I'm into reproduction, but also at the time when I was in school, I was really into faunal remains and duty. So when I started thinking about these trips, I figured that the worst case scenario was that I would maybe stumble across some, like, bones, or maybe I could, like, have some, like, identification of scat project. Something weird and gross and would keep me entertained. So the first of these trips, we went to Crater Lake, and the trip began at, I think, Midway, one of the airports, where we got there really early in the morning, and the system had crashed the day before, and so we stood in a line that snaked around and was about 3 hours long and didn't make our first flight and had to wait around for, like, 13 hours for the next one they could possibly get us on. So I was not in the greatest of moods. And I had devised this really exciting, complicated plan to fly into Portland, because I had never been, and drive there. So when we got there at 6 o'clock and we're starving and finally were able to leave toward the national park, it was like 10 o'clock at night and we were exhausted and were hallucinating driving. So we decided to stay in Eugene, Oregon, and pull into Crater Lake around dawn or sometime in the morning. Which is what we did. We pulled in to a lookout point, at Crater Lake, which, if you're unfamiliar, it's got like a little volcano inside a big volcano. And we pulled in to this little spot, and I like walked up the little path and looked out, and I had never seen anything so beautiful. I've seen a lot of things. I live in Vermont. I love nature, and it was so breathtaking. I mean, literally, I could not catch my breath. And I stood. I didn't know what to say. I just had feelings that I didn't know that I could have. I finally came to and looked around, and there was trash. There was like a rogue napkin or something. And I was so frustrated, and I was just so angry, like, what? How could someone leave their trash in such a like beautiful place? And so I went over and picked it up, and there was a couple other pieces, so I grabbed those, and I was walking around collecting them, and I looked in this little woody area, and I saw a like freshly laid piece of duty. And it was exciting because it was clearly fresh, and it was a little bit like wet, and I saw like little streams of urine on it, and I was like, oh, that's so cool, like whatever animal this is pees and poops at the same time, that's cool. And then I was like, I also some pee a little bit sometimes when I poop. And then I made the connection that the napkins in my hand were in fact had been on a human butt. I don't really know where else to go. But it was a good trip.
Thank you, Molly. Good hike. And from that experience, a love of our national parks was born. Oh, shit. There are some amazing, amazing national parks outside of Portland. I don't know if it's actually a national park, but the Columbia River Gorge that we went to, like, life-changing for me. That thing was amazing. What is it called?
Multnomah Falls.
Multnomah Falls. Amazing. I don't know if that's an actual national park, but... Okay, it's not. Thank you. But it's one of the best places...